We know that in addition to this pressure from the north, the culture of Elam to the south further weakened the state and created demands on its limited resources. One of the important domestic problems was the end of the Bala tax system and the failure of the central government to collect tribute. So this meant it did not have the vast treasury that it had originally compelled from its provinces, and it also meant that the king could not provide the necessities and the resources that he had been able to earlier. So this would have weakened loyalty to the Urthri kings. We know the collection of the Bala tax stopped in the ninth year of Ibbi-Sin's rule, and this shows us that the central government was unable to exert control over its provinces. We also learn from surviving texts that there was a famine and huge inflation in grain prices at about this time. So there's a text from Ibbi-Sin to one of his former generals asking him, begging him really, to send grain. This general, this Shagina, Ishbi-Era, shows the difficulty in maintaining loyalty to a ruler. He had set up control of the city of Isin and established a new rival dynasty there that would challenge quite successfully the Urthri kings. Later texts, as usual, blame foreigners, in this case the Amorites from the western desert, for disrupting the rule of the Urthri kings. But what's also interesting about these later sources and the way that they describe the end of the Urthri period is that there is a lack of surprise. For one of the few times in Mesopotamian history, it is not the result, the end of a dynasty or the end of a kingdom is not blamed on the impiety of a ruler. But when the Urthri period is described later on, it's simply credited that it came to the end of its era. Its time for control of kingship was ended. We see archaeologically that there is other evidence for the disruption at the end of the Urthri period. As cities in the kingdom defected to local rulers or other leaders, Ibbi-Sin retreated back to the city of Ur, and he fortified it with large walls, which are documented in the archaeological record. After a long siege, the Elamites captured Ibbi-Sin and destroyed the city of Ur. They took him back to Elam as prisoner. While later kings rarely mention the Urthri rulers, in contrast to the Akkadian kings, the large number of surviving texts allows us to see the prosperity, however brief, of this era. It also means that scholars are very focused on the Urthri period because we have evidence for it. So it can often receive more attention in histories than other periods that we are less well informed about. With the end of the Urthri dynasty at about 2000 BC, we will enter a period in which many city-states reemerge as independent from any central control. Certain successful military leaders could control a larger territory around the city-state for a brief time, but no single city or ruler united northern and southern Mesopotamia under his rule until Hammurabi of Babylon, who ruled from 1792 to 1750. In the next lecture, we will depart from our study of the political history and go back to examine the society and specifically what cities look like in this period when they are so important. And we will return to the theme of urbanism.